We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. I'm wearing my Coco shirt because I was trying to honor Ed Miller here from Classic Five because, you know, I always see the golfers coming into Coco's, but we're going to be at Costas on Tuesday all day long leading up to the Oriole game at 2 o'clock, talking about bridge issues in the peninsula and all sorts of very important things. Also on Friday, we will be at Fadley's down at Lexington Market, the new Lexington Market. It's beautiful. Come by. You'll recognize it because all the same stuff's hanging on the walls, but it's completely updated. It's completely modern. The food's delicious. Come on by 2 until 5 on Friday. I'll be there with Luke Jones from 2 until 3. And we're live because I like walking a tightrope and not urinating during my show between 2 and 5 because I won't have time to do that. Live radio changes everything. Ed, how we been? Happy golf season to you. My apologies for my tardiness, as David Lee Roth said. I don't feel tardy, but I am.
Oh, everything is great, Nestor. Thank you so much for having me. Looking forward to the season. Weather's hopefully finally breaking, and we'll see what happens. Even though the Orioles didn't look too warm the other day.
Hey, you know, I mean, watching all this cold-ass baseball, I'm thinking, it's cold to go out to Coco's and get a crab cake the other day. I guess for golf season, weather is, you know, for most people, I know a bunch of knuckleheads go out in their shorts and play when it's 38 degrees, right? For kicks. Yeah. But for most people to enjoy the sport, you know, 58, 62, you know, just something that moves the needle and sunshine and not, we had 5 days of rain last weekend.
Yeah, it wasn't the best golf weather this past week, unless you wanted to ride around in a boat before you hit your shot.
Yeah, well, I guess for the season to really get into gear, this is what we're doing. We're working with Classic Five again. Appreciate the partnership as always. We'll talk about Classic Five because I talk about it in the ads, mm-hmm. And I sort of think like everybody sort of knows where they are. They probably don't, and you've moved around from place to place. And I'm over Coco's. I was there 2 weeks ago getting a crab cake. A bunch of golfers came in, and because it's right around the corner, right? I mean, I guess the thing about Classic Five is there's one right around the corner from almost everybody.
It seems that way. Yes, sir. We got the whole Baltimore area surrounded. And them golfers were probably from Mount Pleasant the other day.
I that's exactly where they were from when I struck up conversation with them about radio and sports and new Orioles ownership. I did not, you know, golf is not something for me that I would naturally be in a conversation. Like if I sat next to Jim Nance on a plane, I probably wouldn't talk golf with him. If I sat with a golfer, I might not talk golf with him so much. The baseball conversation, it is amazing. Everybody talks it. When people talk golf on a golf course right now, given the political state of all of this and all of the prime golfers in the world have had to sort of pick a side or make a stand or say something that pisses people off one way or another, golf, it feels to me on the outside, has been a little bit targeted more in that way than any of the other sports, that we have to talk about who's playing where and why and for how much money and what they said in the media the last 6 months, right?
Absolutely. It's definitely the last 18 months or so. It's definitely been a new topic in golf with the whole LIV thing and everything. And I guess the irony in that is the Masters this week, which in my mind has always kind of started the golf season when the Masters rolls around. But Augusta is one of the few that, you know, are allowing 13 to 14 LIV players actually play. So it ramps up again, and, you know, it gets all the customers and the golfers talking again. You know, like you said, they pick a side. Some guys are for it. Some guys are against it. And
it's almost like professional wrestling now. The one thing about golf, like, yeah, you can love Tiger, hate Tiger, but nobody really rooted against or for most people other than – you like John Daly, or you didn't, or some people didn't like certain personalities of golfers or whatever, but it was much more like, not like the wrestling circuit where you had good guys and bad guys, but very, very fiercely independent. Same with tennis, nationalities are involved, all of that stuff. You like left-handers, you might like Mickelson or whatever. Yeah. This has been a little bit more on the toxic side for me on the outside. And again, I'm not up on the fire with it, but to say, like, it's like professional wrestling. It's like good guys and bad guys in some way. And I think that that's really unfortunate because golf was never that way.
Correct. I've been a golfer my whole life, and it's always been about who's your favorite golfer, looking forward to certain events. But you're right. The last year has definitely been about pick a side and almost becoming like politics or religion.
And more than that, I guess on a Sunday at Augusta, when, you know, where the azaleas are out and they're piping in the birds, whether and the bees or whether they're real or not. I don't know. They sound cool. They make me turn the sound up, friends. But I would just say when all that is taken away over watching 50 years of the Masters back to Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer and all that stuff, it really is about the play, right? I mean, it really it is about the shot, the lay, the air, where the whole, once it gets to that, and I guess everybody's thankful for that. I mean, the same thing would be said about March Madness, where to me, they've destroyed college basketball. They had to do this, pay the kids, but they don't have, for me to sit here and talk about it all day, I'm not all that interested in it. And then the other part of it is sort of like they play. And then, you get to watch Caitlin Clark play. You get to watch, not Tiger Woods, but you get, you get to watch modern golfers do what they do. And you get to go out on the golf course and say, I saw him hit that shot. I'll never be able to hit that shot, but I'll die trying, right?
Exactly. And the irony in all that too, is we're talking about Tiger, even though I do believe he's playing this week, but you got a young guy in Scottie Scheffler who's doing the closest thing to Tiger, in the last 10 years. And, we're talking more about the 13 live guys coming over, like Rahm. I guess that'd be good for television, though. Little John Rahm versus Scottie Scheffler maybe on the weekend. Who knows? But
If it, on Sunday, it's a live guy and another, then it becomes something that everybody's talking about. I just think that's so unfortunate, but there's been so much money in golf and so much interest in golf. You've spent a lifetime teaching people how to play. This is your time of the season. Tell everybody what you're doing now, because you're up at Pine Ridge, and Pine Ridge is unique because, I mean, the machine's up there and you can go and play alone and have a computer and measure every shot. I mean, I sort of look at it as, when I've seen it, as just a way to get better at golf. If I were going to pick up a club, my back's feeling a little better, by the way, but if I were going to pick one up and get after it, I might be more inclined to like start there and see what I'm doing right and wrong.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. But yes, now I'm at Pine Ridge, and probably one of the busiest facilities in the state of Maryland, definitely in Baltimore. But we have the top tracer at the driving range. We're hoping to get both sides of the fence, meaning, the experienced golfer who wants to use the technology to get better. And we're also looking to get the casual golfer who wants to come out and have some fun, play games on the computer and all that kind of fun stuff. We actually got a food and truck trailer up there at the driving range now too, serving alcohol, that kind of stuff. So
I knew that was a missing ingredient. When I was up there about 2-3 years ago, I'm like, you don't have enough food up here for me. We need a food truck up here. Perfect idea. I would say for Pine Ridge, more than, and I look, man, I've been on all these courses, right? I've done every charity. I'm doing this 25th documentary, and I did golf tournaments back at River Downs in the late 90s. I have my towel from Amici's, May of 1997. It was the first annual nasty outing, golf outing. You'd be shocked that I have a little history with all this, but I think for anybody that's going out to play, you want to get better. You want to have some level of instruction. I mean, from the minute that Norm taught me to not hold the thing like a baseball bat, I think for people that maybe are away from the game, watch the Masters this week. Maybe they're into the political WWE strife of good guys. I mean, maybe that brings attention back to the game, but that attention always leads to, I want to pick up a club and I want to play. In many, many cases, most people that watch golf want to play golf and enjoy playing golf and want to do it better.
Absolutely. And honestly, doing it better is probably one of the key elements to having fun in golf and sticking it out. So, definitely, Our lessons and clinics have definitely ramped up over the last few weeks. And that's the best part about this time of year. Come out, get a lesson or two. We don't want you to take 100 lessons, because obviously the sooner we get you on the golf course, the more fun you're going to have. But it'll definitely help make your enjoyment of the golf itself better if you actually kind of know what you're doing.
When I was a kid, I played Little League baseball. I played Little League football. I talked to John Rollo about that a couple months ago. I had him on the show because we were on the same team, believe it or not. He was a Giant then. Nobody wanted to tackle him. He was sort of like Derrick Henry. Nobody wanted to tackle him. Yeah. And I did bowling. I did duckpin bowling. I was in the Highland Towners League in East Point. The fact that kids can be a part of leagues and can be a part of this, and I think the other part of Pine Ridge, for all the courses, because you can go to Forest Park, go to any of these courses and be involved in some way wherever you are. But I'm on the north side now. I'm in the Towson area. It feels like it's 5 minutes from almost everything, even like Parkville, White Marsh, not that far. Yeah. Tell me about, like, modern, if I had a 9-year-old boy or girl who yeah, I don't want to put them in lacrosse. I don't want head trauma. I don't want baseball. They're not interested in that. They, you know, soccer, they're not down. They're not good enough for that. They, here's a sport they could pick up something and start and say, all right, and something that if I'm a parent and I want to play, my wife's always angling to play golf, that to bring a child out and put them in a league and get them started, how would someone do that, Ed?
Absolutely. Well, you can definitely get to our website, you know, Classic Five Golf. But at Pine Ridge, we have an inner club. We have junior camps starting in a couple months. We definitely, like you said, we have play days for the juniors. I want to say Wednesdays and Saturdays.
You say junior camps. That do you already have to be a golfer, or is that a startup? Is that
no, startup, be a brand new golfer, beginners, okay. Come, absolutely. You know, as you advance through, we definitely have some more.
So it's for like a kid details. To say, take a week and go learn about golf, and by the end of the week, you'll be better at it. Kind of,
absolutely.
Is that what a camp
yeah,
is? Okay.
Absolutely. And then, you know, like you said, there's definitely a lot more opportunity for juniors to play than when I was a 7, 8, 9 year old kid.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I had no access. It was no access point to me. I mean, Mr. Frank across the street had clubs in his back, in his trunk, and he played at Sparrows Point. But, like, you know, I'm 10 years old. Like, you know, I mean, I didn't know. There weren't a lot of people in Dundalk that had clubs. Mr. Frank had clubs. Mr. Joe had clubs. But, like, on my block, there were a couple of men who played golf. My dad didn't bet the races. My dad was baseball, boxing, football, basketball, just more traditional sports page sports. But golf did not have the access points that it has now. And I think that that's a beautiful thing for anybody that wants to play. And I think we see that over this century, that where our golf stars are coming from. It's not just a Florida, Texas thing or just an Arizona thing. It's an everywhere thing, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's funny you say that, but we have a local kid who's got a chance to win the PGA Tour event today, Mr. Denny McCarthy. But you're right. Golf is just finally, you know, I guess we can definitely thank Tiger for that. But golf is definitely considered, I guess, one of the more, you know, popular sports now. And you're right. I see thousands of kids a season now, whether they're brand new or more advanced and playing in high school. But golf has definitely become the opportunity for kids to be able to participate and play just like they would lacrosse, soccer, all those other sports, baseball, it's the same thing.
Well, and you get to play. In baseball, you got to practice, basketball, track, you know. It's a lot of that. Golf, you just go – it's all practice. It's like yoga.
Yeah.
It's just all practice,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
Ed exactly. Miller's here. He's a Classic Five. He's up at Pine Ridge. They're going to be on all summer with us. So, full disclosure, I blew Ed off. I was late getting here because I worked on a Sunday because, like – you're going to Augusta, you know.
Heard,
so,
yeah.
You know, you have been before, correct?
Yes, sir. I've been a couple times.
This you and I have discussed this before. So you've been four times. Yeah. Give me the inlay to how you got tickets, how you go about doing it. Once you do it four times, I'm thinking, like, if I'm ever going to do it, I'm going to talk to Ed because he's done it wrong, he's done it right, he's done it good, he's done it bad. But nonetheless, I'm appreciative that you could still make this thing happen this week. And I want to hear your excitement about it because nobody wakes up thinking they're going to a golf. I mean, I've turned down, I've told you this. I was offered a chance to do my show, Nasty Nationwide. And I said, let Bob and Bill go do it because they like golf better. It's just going to be better for them in the morning show. Like, it's just gonna be better. So I didn't go to the Masters. And then my wife got sick. And then after that, Mike Smith was the Falcons coach. And he invited me, and it's just my wife was sick and she couldn't do it. We had a flight into Charlotte. We had it all like mapped out and all that.
Yeah.
So give me your week, because it's still something that I don't know if it's on my bucket list anymore. I don't know that I have that. But if you called me tomorrow and said, my buddy's out, can you do it? I'd say, let me get the cat sat for her. My wife gets back. Let's go. I'm in. I would totally go, but I don't want to go through the pains of whatever you've gone through to do it. So I want to hear about this because I'm excited for you.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, but this is going to really, I don't know, this might rock the boat a little bit, but I've been a PGA professional for over 20 years, Nestor, and I just found out about 6 years ago that as a PGA professional, I get free admission into the Masters. And that's when I started going to the Masters. Now I only get one ticket, but as a PGA professional, I get in and I get to go see the Masters. And you know, to relay that, my best friend from high school put in for a lottery, because that's normally how you have to do it. And it took him 18 years before he finally got tickets to the Masters. And that was actually last year.
Did he go to the actual events, or was it the warm-ups? Because I know I've had friends that have gone down there Tuesday, Wednesday, kicked the ball around a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've had friends with a badge on Sunday and, you know, walking 17, like the whole deal. I've seen it at every level. And I maybe I'll get there one day. You know,
Yeah.
talk me into it. Why do I need to go?
Well, to me, it's like the Super Bowl of golf. You know, first of all, it's a very intimate setting, even though it is a major event. It has thousands of fans, but the setup there is unlike any other golf tournament that I've ever been. Great places for the spectators to sit, great views. And the one thing, you know, like when I first, you know, I watched the Masters for 30 years on TV before getting there, and the sounds, the cheers, and they always talk about how that's like the one course in America that's it's almost like a stadium. You, no matter where you're at on the golf course, you can hear the cheers and you almost know what's going on what part of the golf
And
course.
it's like really narrow and smaller than you think and hilly as hell, right?
Absolutely.
That's what
Yeah,
everybody says,
absolutely.
right?
Yeah, everything is so much closer. That's what I mean. So you can be on the 12th hole, and when somebody makes an eagle on 15, you know it, and you can almost tell who it is, even though there's no televisions or anything out there, but you just kind of know. And you know, to top it off too, it's one of those events where the food and the drinks prices are still like 1995.
Are you
Like
eating
it's
those
going up.
pimento sandwiches my mother used to eat down in the South, you know?
First year I went to just to try it. Not really my cup of tea.
It's gnarly. Yeah, it's like bad cheese and cream. It's terrible. Ed Miller's here. He's going to the Masters. You can visit him at Pine Ridge. You can visit any of the courses with Mount Pleasant, Forest Park, Carroll Park. I left one out.
Clifton
Clifton,
Park.
Clifton. I was getting to it. I was down there the other day. I was down Clifton Park because I was at Coco's right up the street from there. They might have been coming from Clifton, not Mount Pleasant, now thinking about it. Yeah, like
You're
literally.
right.
So for local courses and for the weather and the water and all of this stuff, every time I'm at Pine Ridge, it's just I was gonna say to you, you're there now. I don't want to be snooty because I'm a Dundalk punk. You know what I mean? It feels country clubbish. It's beautiful. It's you know, it feels like you'd have to pay to attend.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying it's not like that with more urban places. I've driven a bus through Clifton Park all my life going to 33rd Street. So, I mean, you know, I used to go through that golf course coming off the course. But then there's the Bikini Watch tree line, beautiful. But Classic Five has something for everybody, including nine
Yeah,
holes for the par
absolutely.
five.
You know, the Classic Five, like you said, five courses. Clifton Park, ironically, our oldest, over 100 years old. I am a little bit spoiled with Pine Ridge in that the reservoir, the atmosphere, it is very beautiful. Baltimore is very lucky to have that golf course around the reservoir. But like you said, Forest Park's fun, great golf course. Mount Pleasant, famous for the PGA Tour history, great layout. But you can pretty much have fun at any one of our five courses, guaranteed. And it will test your skill level, regardless of
And
what you are.
you get a PGA professional like Ed that'll show you how to hold the club the right way. And are there any beginner tips that you would give to people? Maybe you are the first thing I would say to anybody, especially my age, is stretch before you do whatever you're going to do. Don't get hurt. So there's the optimist in me to get people back out. But if people are dusting off clubs and they're thinking about club sizes, changes, want new this, want new that, want to get my game back to where it was in 1900, you know, whatever. My kids are in college or whatever. This is a time where people do rekindle that, right? They pick it back up again.
Absolutely. And you know, the one thing I would say that today's golf versus 20 years ago, the technology is out there to custom fit you so much faster. So, you know, your swing may not be as fast as it was 20, 30 years ago and all that kind of stuff. And there's more choices in equipment. So we can definitely put you in equipment that's going to make golf a little bit easier, more fun for you, without necessarily breaking the bank. Because again, the better you play, the probably the more fun you're going to have when you're out on that golf course.
I pick up these clubs now when I go to like the charity thing I do with Leonard Raskin. He does the thing for Mount Washington, and I pick up the clubs and I'm like, doesn't feel at all like the bag of. It almost feels like Flintstone clubs, you know, for the ones that I had back in the day from Sears, you know. So don't play golf like that. You got any thoughts on the Masters and picks? And you are going for the whole week. You're going to be there through Sunday.
No, I'm actually only going for a few days. I'll be back to work by next weekend for sure. But
You'll
you know,
be everybody
basically,
like everybody else in front of the television at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
I hope so. Yeah,
Your day down.
I'll check it in Greens Bees, you know. But yeah, I'll definitely be watching it on Sunday from the television. But my money's on Scottie Scheffler. You know,
All
two
right.
wins in a row, a second. We'll see what happens.
Well, it's the best golf tournament in the world. Ed's going to go down there, take selfies and pictures at Butler Cabin, and get himself fitted for the green jacket. I got invited to Bob Herrig and some other folks maybe coming on later on this week as well. It's Masters week. Enjoy it. Baseball's going on. You got anything on the Orioles? You want, because you began this whole thing talking about the crappy weather last week.
No, just excited to be an Oriole fan this year. You know, offense has cooled down a little bit, but definitely excited to where the season goes. And, you know, ironically, half of the baseball players are golfers too, you know, so they just got to put their clubs away for a few months. But, yeah, let's go O's.
So, for years I had orange Kool-Aid packets that were here, and we would say we're drinking the orange Kool-Aid, you know what I'm saying? The Kool-Aid canisters, because they were terrible. And even if they told you they might be good, you'd have to be drinking the orange Kool-Aid, you know, in order to buy in. I now have an orange highlighter. So, because I'm here to highlight all the highlight things that are going to be highlighted, because I have a feeling things are going to get better. That's why I have the sunshine over my shoulders here. Like, John Denver sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. And first place makes me happy. Good baseball, good weather. I hope to come and visit with you. And I hope we do that. I want to get up there, get the food truck and see what's going on, and bring my wife, because she really wants to play. My back won't allow, but I go up and maybe play with a bucket of balls with her. We'll do that at Pine Ridge with you one day. We'll organize that. All right.
Sounds like a total plan, Nestor. Would love to have you up there.
Don't spend too much money at the Masters on $2.99 pimento sandwiches or whatever they are.
Yeah. We'll do our best not to, for sure.
All right. Enjoy yourself. Have some peaches and cream or whatever they have down there in the South. Ed Miller can be found at Pine Ridge. There are five courses, Classic Five. We talk about it all the time. You'll hear the ads. If you want to rekindle, you want a pro, you want a tip, you want just a nice course and a nice experience at an affordable way, go to classic5golf.com. You can make appointments online, or you can also reach to them. You can also make tee times. So it's very, very easy to get schooled up and get yourself back out on the golf course. Get yourself moving a little bit. More than anything else, time to get. I almost went dancing the other night with Alternate, but you got to get out. You got to get moving a little bit more. That's what spring's all about around here. We're going to be moving the Maryland Crab Cake Tour all around town. We started Costas on Tuesday, the 9th. On the 12th, we'll be at Fadley's. We'll also be at Fadley's on the 26th. I have postponed Coco's on the 18th. Ed, I had a Bruce Springsteen emergency. That's all I'm going to say. That happened on the 18th. So we punted on that. We're going to do Coco's in early June because she's got graduations in Morgan State and Coppin State. And everybody wants Coco's crab cakes. So in May, we're going to cool that down, and we're going to go to some new places with the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It is brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.